I'm from Italy originally, but I live in West Kerry.
You have a bit of an accent.
I suppose, yeah. I've been living in Ireland for 8 years and moved around a bit, but living in West Kerry now, yeah.
All right, well, what brought you to West Kerry?
I was interested in the Irish language, and I learned Irish, and I wanted to move there, and I liked the music as well, so there were two good reasons to move there.
All right, and how is your Irish?
It's good enough, I suppose. I work with it, and yeah.
So do you have a bit of music background?
I play music. I don't have music in the family, but I play music. I've been playing music for many years, and I'm especially interested in music of this area. There's a lot to honour at this festival. I mean, you just put the name Patrick O'Keefe into YouTube, or Dennis Murphy, or Paddy Cronin, or Julia Clifford, some of his students, just a handful of them there, and you'll get millions, loads of videos with millions of views put together of tunes that are associated with this area. So it's great to come here.
So you obviously have the music background, but what kind of music do you play? What instruments?
I play the fiddle. Yeah. I've been playing since I was four, and I've been playing all my life. So yeah.
Yeah, and obviously no background in your family with it. So how did you get into it?
I just liked it. As a teenager, I came over and got a passion for it, and I've been continuing that since, I suppose.
Okay, and how long have you been coming to the Patrick O'Keefe Festival?
I've been coming here, I couldn't tell you. I suppose maybe 6 or 7 years.
Nathan Gourley.
And where are you coming from?
I'm from Boston.
And is this your first time at the Patrick O'Keefe Festival?
I was here back in 2016.
And why do you come?
Same. You're going to hear a lot of the same answers. I'm trying to think of how I can say different things than what Andrea said, but it's very similar. I'm here this year because I couldn't not be here. The lineup, this is the 30th year, it's the special edition, and the lineup is insane. There's a poster, the number of names, if you were to read them, it would take you like 10 minutes.
I saw that actually. There are little names, but there's so many people.
I would like a performance piece where someone just one by one reads the names of the people, because it's amazing. Like I was going through them and I was like, wow, well, at least, you know, this other favorite musician of mine won't be there. And sure enough, their name was the next one. So it's just like, you can't, it's an amazing list of people that are here, performers and musicians, and a lot of them are just here to play sessions, and it's just going to be a great weekend.
Where did your love for Irish culture and music come from?
Weirdly, that is the same as Andrea. I was exposed to it at a young age because my dad played folk music and took me to some different festivals in the United States. The Festival of American Fiddle Tunes in Port Townsend, Washington, specifically, was one of them, where, you know, there's old-time music, Cajun music, bluegrass, Irish traditional music, and I just thought, that's the thing for me. That is the one thing that I like more than anything else. I want to do that. I play fiddle.
Okay, well, everyone seems to know the fiddle, but I think it looks really hard.
Yeah, it's tricky. It's not the pipes, but it's tricky.
Fair enough. And what kind of tunes do you like playing on it?
All sorts of tunes, of reels and jigs and polkas and slides.
Do you think your love for the Irish culture and music will ever make you want to live here at some point?
I mean, constantly, at all times, yeah. I would live here for like a year on and off at one point. You know, there's no better place to play music than in Ireland.
So yeah. Where are you coming from?
I'm from County Derry. A wee town called Kilray. That's actually where Martin O'Neill is from, the football manager. Yeah, that's my connection to fame. Yeah.
And did you drive all the ways down here?
Oh yeah, last night, full 5.5 hours.
So you're obviously here at the Patrick O'Keefe Festival as well.
Yeah.
So I'm assuming that you play music.
I'm a boron player, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow, I'm well, very...
I tried to play it anyway.
I've always wanted to actually learn boron, but I can't. I used to, when I was small, I used to get a fork and a cushion, and I used to... that was as far as I got.
There wasn't much sound from that, I would say.
No, there wasn't. And no one was giving out to me anyway at all. How did you get into it?
Ah, right, good question. I used to play in a marching band. I used to play the flute in a marching band, and about 20 years ago or more, I went to the All-Ireland Flan Sligo in that band, and that's when I first heard traditional music. And I saw a guy playing the boron, and I thought, geez, I'd love to learn to play that. So that's why I got hooked on traditional music, yeah. So my granddad was a pipe band drummer, you see, so, and I don't know, but
quite the difference though, isn't it?
Yeah, no, I actually love traditional music. Yeah, that's class. Yeah, and you meet so many people around the country and get to know everybody, you know, and you go here, you go there, you go everywhere, and you see the same faces and you get to know everyone. Yeah.
How long did it take you to learn the board?
Oh God. Really good, you mean? I don't know if I'm good or not, but
I don't know yet. I haven't heard you.
A lot of people think that playing the born is easy, but it's to play the born properly is really, you need to understand the music and listen to the music that you're playing to, you know, and accompany it properly. That's the way I feel about it, you know. Yeah,
I suppose there's a lot of wrist work as well.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. Aye. Yeah, well, that comes naturally after a while, but it's very hard at the start, you know.
And how many times have you come to discuss it?
This is probably my second time. Yeah, just last year, yeah. During COVID, yeah.
Oh, my God, what a difference between COVID and then coming this year. So.
Well, I remember last year when you came into the pubs, you had to show your pass for your... They took your names and so they could get in contact. But anyway, no, it's different this year.
What was your experience like last year when you went home?
Just the same as any other festival. I just love going to festivals and just go home and, you know, you've been there and you've enjoyed the weekend and look forward to the next one.
Joe's my name.
Joe, where are you coming from?
I'm from Boyle in Roscommon. About a 4-hour drive, that's all, yeah.
Not too bad, so.
No, not too bad.
Did you have a break after 2 hours?
No, we just kept going.
When did you get here?
Oh, this morning. I have a camper van, so we brought the camper van down. So.
Aren't they very handy, those?
Absolutely.
You could go anywhere.
Anywhere, and it's great for festivals like this, that we can go off and, you know, just stop off and go home after the session.
Make your grilled sausages inside.
Absolutely, yeah. Have a breakfast.
Where did your love for music
come from? Oh, my God, since over 40 years ago, I'd say, or maybe more, 45 years ago. In Boyle, my local town, was a great town for music back then. Those musicians in South Sligo and North Roscommon, thought it was always on.
Yeah. And what do you play?
I bow around like this man.
Oh, very good. Yeah. Very good. We have two fiddle players and we have two barons.
Two barons, yes.
What came over?
What came over the fiddle players to talk to two barons players?
These two fiddle players are trying to get rid of us. They don't like
four-on players. How did you learn that? Where did it come from?
Well, I'm self-taught, I suppose, but just by watching other local players. I'm a hand striker as well, too, which is rare enough in bowron players. Striking by the hand, you know. So it's there'd be very few of us still around just doing that. So.
Did your grow for bowron playing ever come from your family? Or was
there's loads of players around my, as I say, in the town, as I said earlier. So, like, there was music 6 nights a week nearly in Boyle one time, you know, back in the 70s.
Tell me this, kind of just beginning of this festival, so what time do you think you'll get to bed tonight?
Hopefully early, or late, I don't know.
And what are you hoping to expect now over the weekend?
Oh, meet loads of friends again, as I said, traditional music, it's a great community, we all meet, we meet at different times through the year, and it rolls on every year, and it's great to meet up again, have a chat, have a few tunes. Some long tunes, have a few pints. That's what it's all about.